Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Weiger with you. The Queensland Police Service's Youth Crime Task Force is here to stay, with the state government announcing additional funding today. Deputy Premier Cameron Dick says as well as making the task force permanent, they're also investing more than $13 million to support and expand the youth co-responder teams.
So these are important measures to ensure the boots on the ground to tackle youth crime stay on the ground, and the boots on the ground that break the cycle of crime will also stay on the ground.
The teams currently operate in 13 regions, including in Cairns. DV Connect says it's glad the new commissioner has announced domestic violence as one of his top priorities, but they do have high expectations. It comes after veteran officer Steve Golshesky was announced as the state's new police commissioner yesterday, stating more needs to be done to tackle domestic violence. Director of Clinical Governance Michelle Royce says the organisation is heartened by his announcement, but says a cultural change is needed.
A change in leadership just doesn't naturally mean that cultural change will occur. There is a lot of work that needs to be done here, and it does need to be in consultation with the whole ecosystem of those people who are involved in keeping victim survivors safe.
Competing competition for government funding is forcing a local community service to shut its doors. After almost 30 years of service, the Dr. Edward Koch Foundation will be closed as of April 30. The organisation has delivered numerous mental health services and a number of groundbreaking initiatives in the awareness and prevention of suicide. And more than 3,000 Ergon customers are without power in Cairns this morning. A major unplanned outage is affecting residents in Yorkeys Knob, Holloways Beach, Smithfield, Trinity Park and some parts of Caravonica, Cammerunga and Barron. Ergon crews are on site doing emergency repairs.